This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Proposition A on the City of Austin ballot began as a way to stop the building of the new Major League Soccer Stadium in North Austin. Having failed to do that, it has become an ordinance that many do not want to pass. Not even the Political Action Committee that started the petition in the first place. As KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, if it passes, it would mean significant changes for Austin nonprofits.
If, as you're listening to this story, you think to yourself, this sounds one-sided and a bit complicated, it's because it kind of is. Wait, let me explain. Proposition A began with the financial backing of one soccer team owner, Bobby Epstein, and his Austin Bold, hoping to stop another soccer team owner, Anthony Precourt, and his Austin FC, from moving into the city. A PAC, Fair Play Austin, was created to collect signatures which were turned into the city, calling for an ordinance to limit how city land is used. However, the petition was too late to stop the stadium construction, its intended target. But the petition moved on to the city council, which had the choice of either adopting it as law or letting voters decide. The city council opted to let the voters take a swing. Then in August, just after council approved ballot language for Prop A, the PAC that collected the signatures folded. Fair Play Austin issued a statement saying, in its current condition, passing Proposition A would do more harm than the good intended when we initially supported it. Going on to say, Fair Play Austin PAC will not undertake any effort to support the passage of Proposition A. Austin Mayor Steve Adler.
Now we're stuck with this petition that's on the ballot that even the people that were supporting it initially are no longer supporting it or working for it, but we can't get it off the ballot because once it's put on, you can't take it off.
So just what will you see on the ballot? This.
Shall a city ordinance be adopted that requires that a sale, lease, conveyance, mortgage, or other alienation of city-owned land for any existing or future youth, recreational or professional sports facility, or any existing...
She goes on for a while. As a result of the ballot language, there are loads of unintended consequences. Nonprofits and youth sports could bear the brunt of them. The city would not be able to lease city property for an entertainment or sports venue at any level without a vote by the community.
Which means every time we were going to lease fields to Little League, there needs to be a popular vote in order to be able to get that done.
The ordinance also would require leases to receive the approval by a supermajority of the city council, 9 of 11 members.
Because it's a poorly drafted ordinance that backs up the petition. I don't think anybody really knows the full extent of the harm that it's going to cause.
Passing the ordinance would also come with a financial cost. Elections for lease renewals to youth sports and theater nonprofits will come at taxpayer expense. The city would have to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for an election to approve a golf course vendor, kids' soccer groups, or performing arts organizations. The more immediate concern for local nonprofits, if it passes, is the tax bill that will come due at the end of the year.
Those nonprofits have to pay money to the city equivalent to what would be property taxes. That's going to increase the bill for the Long Center by like $2.5 million a year. They don't have $2.5 million a year, the Long Center.
If it does pass, our estimated taxes for 2019, I think, is just over $87,000. So that would be a significant number that would impact our budget. Expenses such as that would require huge changes in the way that we operate.
Renelle Bedell, Associate Managing Director at Zach Theater, says that would impact their programs.
Some of the things that it could include, you know, shows with smaller casts, shows with less technical needs. We could have to decrease the number of scholarships we're offering to not only our students, but the schools that come here to see shows during the day.
The North Austin YMCA on Rumberg Lane actually sits on city-owned land. Sean Doles is vice president of the YMCA of Austin. He says that means Prop A would affect them too.
We subsidize the operation of that facility. So if we have to pay an additional $200,000 in taxes, that's going to significantly impact our ability to serve the children and families in that area that need us most.
And none of that includes the amount of money, time, and resources all of these nonprofits have spent to advocate against the proposition. Which brings us to the Major League Soccer team that all of this was intended to stop. Two Oak Ventures has already started construction on the stadium Proposition A was intended to thwart. For now, it does not affect Anthony Precourt or his future team, the Austin FC. But team officials did say they would help pick up the fight. This is Anthony Precourt at the stadium groundbreaking in September.
We don't think Proposition A is good for Austin. It doesn't directly impact us. It does impact folks that we think are good citizens of Austin, so we're against Proposition A.
While it did not commit publicly, city election filings show that Two Oak Ventures contributed $50,000 to Austin Unites, a new PAC trying to stop the proposition from passing.
If the sale, lease, conveyance, mortgage, or other alienation of city-owned land for the facility has not already obtained voter approval.
Jimmy Moss, KUT News.
Requires that the facility post payment and performance bonds and pay ad valorem taxes or payments equal to the amount of taxes.